vision. Your paradigm is about to shift at the intersection of fact and reason. You're entering Kingston Country.
I'm Dan Kingston, and you're listening to the Dan Kingston Podcast.
Do you think coronavirus was possibly spreading around the world back in November? Well, on Twitter, Ms. Smith says, yes, I know multiple people, including the office I worked and various family members who live hours, some states away, who had a nasty upper respiratory infection cold, and it was a very long recovery, 2 to 3 weeks. Elizabeth Woodville says, I'm sure it was. My friend teaches ESL online. She is a student who works in California, whose parents are in China. He said that people with any ability knew the situation was dire in Hubei province and were fleeing China for other countries long before January 31st. Captain Proton from Twitter says, I think my wife and I had it in the beginning of January. So yes, lots of anecdotal reports that coronavirus has been spreading for months, possibly as early as November. Now, that would defy the popular wisdom that says that's impossible. It's impossible that it started back in November. Well, today I'm doing something a little bit different. Maybe you've noticed it. Maybe you haven't. Lots of people podcast while drinking, and I enjoy a drink every now and then. I prefer wine or a gin, and I don't like a gin and tonic. I have a gin. I put in some olives, and I only drink after 5 o'clock. That's a rule. My grandma, she told me that. I said, Grandma, what's the secret to not becoming an alcoholic? She said, you can't drink before 5. Just make sure you drink after 5. You're okay. And I'm paraphrasing a bit. So I'm drinking a bit. I've had a few drinks from my gin, straight, no vermouth, no nothing in it, just 2 olives and gin. And I'm asking the question, do you think coronavirus is possibly spreading around the world back in November? Many people do. Many people think so. I also have anecdotal stories just from family and friends thinking, wow, maybe they got something that nasty cold. Maybe it was coronavirus. I guess we'll never know. We'll never know, right? So, a professor at epidemiology, I can't say that word sober. I certainly can't say it inebriated. This professor at UCLA, Dr. Robert Kim Farley, says it is possible that travelers to or from China may have already been exposed and transmitting COVID-19 to others a few months ago. And that would translate to December. Okay. So they're basically saying that if you had a dry cough or those symptoms at that time, it's not unreasonable to suspect that you maybe were exposed to coronavirus. It's according to UCLA professor Dr. Robert Kim Farley. Let me try to say that word one more time. Epidemiology professor at UCLA. All right. Also, Italian researchers are looking at whether a higher than usual number of cases of severe pneumonia and flu maybe were coronavirus. That's in Italy. And so they're not going to know, but they're talking about maybe exhuming bodies, digging them up, testing and seeing, was this person, did they die of coronavirus back in November? That would signal the fact that this virus has been spreading for a long time. What does it mean if it has been in the community for a long time? Well, it means maybe, just maybe, we have built up some immunity, some herd immunity. That's what they call it. I don't call it that. Scientists call it herd immunity. Maybe you've been exposed and you're okay, you're safe. But what we can't, you know, assume that we're safe. We all have to assume we could infect somebody still, or that we could be infected ourselves and pass it around, right? We got to assume that. And I know, still the flu cases, more people die from the flu, yada, yada, yada. But do we want another flu spreading around that's arguably more infectious? And without arguing, we know it's more unknown. We just don't know. What are the long-term effects? I mean, let's say you recover from coronavirus. God forbid you get exposed to it, you get sick. And let's say, God willing, you recover. Do we know that there's no long-term side effects? It's a new disease, so we don't know. And Terry C. from Twitter says, look at SARS long-term, likely very similar, because SARS, I guess, is very similar to coronavirus. Well, SARS is a coronavirus, a different kind of it than COVID-19. And I looked it up. Terry C. told me to look it up, so I looked it up. A small percentage of patients do have long-term side effects from SARS, including depression or anxiety, cough, shortness of breath, chronic lung disease, or kidney disease. So, look, part of the reason why we're having this all-hands-on-deck approach and asking you to shelter in place, even though it's destroying, likely, your economic future and prospects, it did for me, at least short-term, maybe long-term, we don't know. It's a lot of unknowns. But also the disease, coronavirus, has a lot of unknowns. We don't really know what we're dealing with. Is there going to be a second wave? Could the second wave be more deadly? It could. It could be. So have you been exposed? Have I been exposed? Do you think it's been spreading since November? If that's the case, then it puts some of these comments by public officials in a really bad light. For instance, in New York, you have the commissioner, Barbot. She's the, I don't know if I can pronounce her name right, but the NYC health commissioner. And back in February 9th, she tweeted, "Today, our city is celebrating the Lunar New Year parade in Chinatown, a beautiful cultural tradition with a rich history in our city. I want to remind everyone to enjoy the parade and not change any plans due to misinformation about coronavirus." Well, back in February 9th, 2020, this year, people like me, Dan Kingston, I was warning about coronavirus. I was saying, order a mask. Because if you wait, they're going to sell out. Take care of yourself. That's what I was warning about back then. And the NYC health commissioner was saying, go to Chinatown, enjoy the parade. Don't listen to misinformation. I guess she was saying that I was the one providing misinformation. Well, that's not right, is it? Bill de Blasio, he said, since I'm encouraging New Yorkers to go on with your lives, get out on the town, despite coronavirus. I thought I'd offer some suggestions. Here's a first. Go see the movie Traitor. If The Wire was a true story set in Italy, it would be this film. So Mayor Bill de Blasio back during this time in February was saying, go to the movies. Go to the movies. Mark Levine from NYC, a New York official, said, in a powerful show of defiance, coronavirus scare, huge crowds gathering in NYC's Chinatown for a ceremony ahead of annual Lunar New Year parade. Chance of be strong, Wuhan. If you're staying away, you're missing out. Well, yeah, you're missing out. You're missing out from being infected with coronavirus. Don't forget, Nancy Pelosi, there's that photo op of her going to San Francisco restaurants and you know, in Chinatown saying, come on, come to Chinatown, don't be afraid, given lots of hugs and kisses. So, now we do have community spread. It's clear it's spreading in New York, probably in California, probably where you are too. Do you believe there's an underreporting of coronavirus positives or deaths? That's the question. We know there's an underreporting in China, that's for sure. But is there an underreporting right here in the U.S.? Why? Is it to stave off panic? Is it because we simply don't have the numbers? Or is it because there is no underreporting? You really are getting it as it is directly from the source. I don't know. I don't know. More unknowns than knowns. More questions than answers. Going into the election, is it going to hurt or help President Trump? Is it going to hurt or help Biden? I think Trump looks presidential. I think Biden looks like he's suffering from dementia. Lots of people are wondering, how are they going to get Cuomo in there? Is Biden going to get Hillary'd and they're going to put in Cuomo to replace Biden? Well, if they could find a way, maybe they will, but then Bernie's going to say, hey, what about me? I'm the guy. I'm up next. So they'll have to Hillary Biden, and they'll also have to Hillary Bernie. They'll have to Hillary everybody. He'll add to her death count, which is probably already in the thousands. Wouldn't you agree?
Kingston Country. You've been listening to the Dan Kingston Podcast.